You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. This afternoon, Dayton will find out if it's to receive one of NASA's retiring space shuttles. At 1 o'clock, the National Museum of the United States Air Force is hosting a public event surrounding the live broadcast of the announcement. Dayton native Tom Crouch is senior curator of the Division of Aeronautics at the National Air and Space Museum. He's written several award-winning books, including The Bishop's Boys, A Life of Wilbur and Orville Wright. He believes Dayton has a good chance to land one of the shuttles.
I think Dayton has a really good chance. The Air Force Museum is one of the world's great aerospace museums, and they can handle it, you know. They can keep it under roof, and they get a little over 1 million visitors a year now, and I think it would help for a while anyway to draw new visitors, but other museums are hoping as well.
Crouch is in town for the annual Mutual Concerns of Aerospace Museums taking place in Dayton this week. Wright-Patt has petitioned for the space shuttle Atlantis. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden will hand down the shuttle decisions at 1 o'clock this afternoon.